If your itinerary includes driving between Vancouver and Banff or Lake Louise in the Canadian Rockies, then this tour will likely be a match with your plan. I'll describe the tour in terms of driving towards the Rockies from Vancouver. But keep in mind that this tour also works in reverse, too, if you're driving from Banff westbound to Vancouver. The typical driving time between Vancouver and Banff is approximately 12 hours under normal conditions. We've divided the drive into two sections that use the small city of Kamloops as the halfway point. This tour is specifically for the second half of the drive, or the half that connects directly to Banff. If your plan is to drive directly between Jasper and Kamloops, you'll use Highway 5. This tour does not cover Highway 5, and if you're going that way, it's a very nice drive, but we don't have a tour that covers that route. So, driving between Kamloops and Banff and Lake Louise, this tour follows the fastest route, and that is to use Highway 1, the Trans-Canada Highway. Though it is all highway driving, there are a surprising number of good quality sightseeing stops to make at places like Rogers Pass and Glacier National Park, Golden, British Columbia, Revelstoke, the Giant Cedars Boardwalk, Salmon Arm, the Shuswap Lakes, and the Last Spike. It's a really impressive drive, and the environment and scenery varies from massive peaks and deep valleys, gorgeous mountain lakes and rivers, snow sheds that protect the highway from avalanches, and we'll even drive into some desert complete with tumbleweeds. The tour follows the route of the railway that was carved through the mountains and was pivotal in creating Canada as a nation that crossed the continent from ocean to ocean. There are many stories that connect that important project to the environment we'll travel through. One last comment about this tour. If you're driving eastbound towards the Rockies, this tour follows the highway. When you enter the Rockies National Park just past Golden, BC, the tour will prompt you to switch over to the Canadian Rockies Tour. That tour has the detailed sightseeing inside the national parks, including all the side trips to places of interest. If you are sightseeing in the national parks, that tour is the one you want to use. Inside Yoho and Banff National Parks, this tour that you're currently viewing will provide commentary only on the highway to make sure that you know the important exits to get to town areas. If you're driving away from the Rockies to Vancouver, the commentary will begin on Highway 1 as you pass the Lake Louise exit. And finally, if you're planning on traveling through Kelowna and the Okanagan, you'll join or leave the tour at a town called Sicamouse. That's only 45 minutes from Kamloops, so you'll only miss about 15% of the entire tour. And the tour will make sure you know when to turn off.